Track 12. This month, our craft columnist Yolanda Rocklin meets Sarah Pierce of Upper Marketplace Upholstery in Fakenham.
Restored and reimagined. It was a lovely experience meeting Sarah Pierce in her beautiful shop and workroom, Upper Marketplace Upholstery, in the heart of Fakenham. One of the great privileges of writing a craft column for Norfolk Magazine is meeting talented artists and makers, seeing their workspaces up close, and having the opportunity to ask as many questions as I like. This was no exception, and spending time in Sarah's colourful workshop offered a fascinating insight into the world of traditional upholstery. Sarah studied graphic design at Hornsey College of Art in North London before moving to Norfolk 34 years ago. Over the years, she's enjoyed a varied and creative career, working as a graphic designer, sign writer, and design technology teacher in Norwich. Later, she opened a workshop in Holt with a friend. When changing circumstances meant that the venture had to close, Sarah embraced a new challenge. At the age of 65, she opened her own upholstery workshop and teaching studio at 28 Upper Marketplace in Fakenham, where she now combines bespoke upholstery commissions and upholstery tuition. The shop itself is an absolute design delight, bright, welcoming, and filled with an eclectic collection of chairs, sofas, fabrics, tools, and works in progress. As someone who loves textiles, I thoroughly enjoyed exploring Sarah's impressive stash of fabrics and hearing the stories behind many of the pieces that she's restored. Sarah kindly demonstrated a selection of traditional upholstery tools and explained how each one is used, bringing centuries-old techniques vividly to life. Sarah feels strongly that she is part of Fakenham's High Street regeneration, which is increasingly becoming a vibrant hub for independent businesses, artists and craftspeople. Her workshop is a wonderful example of how traditional skills can contribute to a thriving local creative community. Sarah offers daytime upholstery workshops and classes for very small groups with a maximum of 4 participants, ensuring that everyone receives plenty of individual attention. Students are encouraged to bring their own furniture projects and learn traditional upholstery techniques under her guidance. According to Sarah, many people quickly become captivated by the craft and return with more ambitious projects after completing their first course. What particularly impressed me was Sarah's commitment to traditional methods and sustainability. She takes great satisfaction in rescuing old, unwanted furniture and transforming it into beautiful, desirable pieces once again. Rather than relying on modern materials such as foam and cardboard, she uses traditional materials including hessian, webbing, horsehair, which she carefully washes and reuses, and high-quality calico. Her approach reflects a respect for traditional craftsmanship and a practical commitment to reducing waste. We had a fascinating conversation about upcycling and repurposing. Sarah is passionate about preserving traditional upholstery skills and believes strongly in saving furniture from landfill wherever possible. Through her bespoke upholstery and design service, she helps clients to restore cherished family heirlooms and forgotten pieces, transforming them into furniture that continue to be enjoyed for generations to come. Sarah clearly delights in sharing her knowledge. Whether she's discussing the history of upholstery techniques, explaining the function of specialist tools, or helping a student to tackle a challenging project, her enthusiasm for the craft is infectious. In a world increasingly dominated by mass production and disposable furniture, Sarah Pierce's workshop stands as a reminder of the value of skilled craftsmanship, creative reuse, and the enduring beauty of making something well. This autumn, Sarah will be joining us at the Little School of Needlecraft for a weekend course in traditional upholstery. During this 2-day workshop, participants will make a footstool from scratch, bringing their own fabric and gaining hands-on experience using traditional tools and materials under Sarah's expert guidance.